Mark is the captain of the team from Southport School in Australia. Their robot is required to collect balls of different sizes, from ping pong balls to golf and tennis balls.
We're slowly improving. This morning wasn't great, but we're getting better and better as we go along.
The experience is quite unique for all the young robots players, as they're not only learning to solve real-world technical problems using classroom knowledge, but also practicing skills in communication, teamwork, and creative thinking. Carlos Duran is a team coach from Mexico City.
All the teams are very competitive. It's very good to have teams from different countries. They're all getting well related, and we're all happy to share with other teams. This is a game, but it's a serious game.
The robot games were organized by Senia, China's exclusive source of official Lego education centers from Denmark. President of Senia China, Eugene Zhang, introduces the contest.
We have three categories, the World Robot Olympiad, First Robot Competition, and then the First Tech Challenge. So altogether, I think we have over 16 countries and over 150 teams here this time. So we're very happy that all these teams can travel great distances to come to Beijing in the winter time.
Donald E. Bossi, president of nonprofit organization FIRST, says their studies show that 90% of the kids in robotics do better in school, even though they spend a lot of time working on the robots.
Sometimes studying for tests is not the most fun, and this sort of makes learning fun, and there's a lot of learning going on, but at the same time they're really enjoying themselves. And so we always say if you put the inspiration first, the education comes along with it, which I think a lot of the teams here are enjoying.
Besides the robot competition, the event also comprises a main forum and 12 sub-forums with speakers from China, Germany, the United States, and Japan reporting on robot research and technology development. An exhibition is held as well, featuring the latest products and showcasing the research findings. The number of industrial robots sold in China reached 57,000 last year, which marked an increase of 55% on a year-on-year basis and one quarter of global sales. For CRI, I am Chi Hui Guang.